Lawmakers in the House and Senate will review the tentative deal that staves off a potential default by the nation on its debt. The deal announced by President Obama last night calls for an increase in the U.S. debt limit by at least $2.4 trillion in two phases. The deal also cuts spending. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff has been reporting from Capitol Hill since Friday, and she joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Deb.
Monica, this deal raises the nation's debt limit and makes big spending cuts. What are you hearing from members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation about this?
Well, I know the president needs the Massachusetts congressional delegation and a lot of other Democrats to support this deal because many of the freshman Republicans, especially in the Tea Party, will not vote for it. So he's going to be counting on Bay State Democrats. Because the deal was announced late yesterday, members are still looking at it, so I haven't spoken to anyone yet about this plan. But from talking with them over the weekend, I know that members of our delegation wanted some sort of deal before the deadline tomorrow, so they're bound to be pleased that there's something both sides are behind and that they can vote for. In the House, Representative Stephen Lynch told me that he wants a real solution to the problem of the deficit, which will also make meaningful reductions to the country's spending. And it appears this plan will do that. Representative Michael Capuano said he wasn't going to draw any concrete lines in the concrete, he said, and he'd seriously consider whatever keeps the country out of default, even if it makes cuts to programs that he supports. But overall, the Bay State Democrats told me they're not happy that the plan has no revenues, no changes in the tax laws that could bring in more money. But I think that because the president's behind it, they will most likely be behind it as well.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, they seem willing to compromise so the nation doesn't default.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what about the only Republican in the delegation, Senator Scott Brown? Do we know where he stands?
It's not clear yet, but yesterday he was the only Republican to vote for Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's test vote on his bill to raise the ceiling. And he also supported the Democratic House Speaker John Boehner's bill when it came to the Senate that would have temporarily raised the ceiling while also pursuing a balanced budget amendment. So he's said all along he will vote for a bill that has spending cuts but doesn't raise taxes. So he is taking a bipartisan approach to this problem.
Mm-hmm. So what is expected to happen today, Monica?
This morning, lawmakers in both houses will be huddled with their leaders going over the details of this framework. Both the Senate and the House are in session today. It's expected the House will take this up, at least possibly the Senate as well, for a vote. But we haven't heard public endorsements of this plan from either House Speaker John Boehner or Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. And I think that signifies that this is not a done deal yet. There's still a lot of voting that has to happen here in Washington.
In just a couple of seconds, Monica, what do you think this whole debate, what kind of a toll do you think it's taken on members of the delegation and how, you know, maybe Massachusetts' power in Washington is perceived?
Well, it's been bruising. I sensed a lot of frustration on the part of our Democratic members of Congress. But I also want to remind our listeners to look at the other bruising debates that have taken place in Congress over health care, the stimulus package, the bailouts. These things were all tough fights, and they're also in the distant past. So we'll get through this one as well, but I do think there could be some long-term realizations that this is a different Congress, that this Tea Party members that are changing the way things are done in Washington.
All right, WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reporting from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us, Monica.
You're welcome.